Another painting by Cranach is that one over there. We'll just. Oh, what figure is that, do you think? So who do you think you're looking at here? So what is this? Who is this a representation of? No. No. Wearing a lot of jewelry. Can't be Eve. It's Venus. Cranach painted about 15 such Venuses throughout his career. Everything else I want to say about this picture concerns the question, what kind of picture is this? And let me read you something. A Venus painted by Lucas Cranach is placed on public exhibit, and a scandal immediately ensues. The goddess smiles beguilingly, her nakedness covered only by a few jewels and a transparent veil. For shame. The painting is vociferously condemned as an insult to morality and an offense to religion. It must be removed at once. This event could have occurred in the early 16th century when images divided Catholics, Lutherans, and Calvinists alike. In fact, however, the outcry over Cranach's Venus dates to February 2008 when she appeared on a poster advertising an exhibition in London. The images posted in the London Underground were deemed offensive and were taken down. So a painting very much like this was on the poster for that exhibition. Considered offensive, taken down. There are some questions you might ask concerning such a picture. And one writer says, it should not be surprising that beauty is sooner or later represented in terms of raw sexual fantasy. The temptress, right, the temptress. Is the smile demure or suggestive? Are the eyes downcast or inviting? If the beauty wears no clothes, is she nude? Which is to say, what are we saying by that? Has some distance been introduced so that we can look at the form as beautiful, right, as a beautiful human form? Or is she naked? Does the drapery cover or reveal? Now you have here a remnant of the gesture of modesty you had with Praxiteles, remember, and Venus covering herself with a robe. But here the robe is a transparent veil. In some of these pictures by Cranach, you have a Latin motto, and you don't have anything here. You have a Latin motto warning of the dangers of sexual pleasure. And Venus is a figure often associated with the vice of lust. Now this painting I'm going to show you has one of those inscriptions, and the inscription says this. You see Cupid and Venus here, also by Cranach. Young Cupid was stealing honey from a hive when a bee stung the thief on the finger. So it is for us. The brief and fleeting pleasure we seek is mingled with sadness and brings us pain. And so the cost of pleasures. And so you can see the inscription is painted right into the picture. And we don't have anything like that here, however. But would a text say that there was a text like this on this picture, on this one here? Would that establish the intent of the artist, establish that Cranach was clearly warning against lust in this picture, would you say? The question is, given the fact that there were some Venuses, such as the one I just showed you, that contain a warning against lust, if Cranach had added such a warning to this picture, would that tell us that his intent here was, we're asking, why did Cranach paint a Venus like this? We're trying to answer that question. And we could answer the question by saying, because he's trying to warn us of the dangers of lust. So if you had a label like we saw in the other painting, painted on this painting, would that make it clear that what Cranach was intending to do here was to warn against lust, do you think? I thought you were saying, by appearance, if he had put such a label on this picture, it would be to make it appear that he was painting a moralistic painting, when in fact he has no interest at all in doing that. Is that why you said no? If you, it would be deceptive. It would be deceptive to do that, because when we look at a painting, the painting is what it does. You can disguise what you're doing, but if you do it, it's done. So one writer says that there's a fine line between moralism and eroticism. Right? It's tricky to walk this path. Those are some views. Here's another. Other people considered the banning of this image or one like it in the poster from the subway to be ridiculous. A British MP said, the decision is absolutely bonkers, right, to take this poster down. This was painted around 500 years ago. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you, that old lust somehow is perfectly, right, perfectly, it's been rendered innocuous? Another person said this, the thing that makes a rather shameful episode even funnier is that Cranach was closely associated with the first throes of the Protestant Reformation. What this shows is that the only way most of us can interpret a Cranach in the tube, or so the authorities believe, is to see it in terms of a picture in a softcore pornographic magazine. Now, that's the question. Is this an informed outlook? You know, yes, there's some facts that are brought into this, but this is an informed outlook. What's the thinking here? The thinking here is that there were no softcore pornographic paintings in Cranach's time. He couldn't possibly be doing anything, you know, related to that. Well, footnote on that, true, no softcore pornographic. We had these. We had full-blown paintings that were passed off as perfectly legitimate subjects because they were classical, right? So we're in the Renaissance period, and Cranach is painting classical subjects. But doesn't it strike you that a person who says that, well, we should look at this painting through the lens of our knowledge of the Reformation, well, what is that telling you? That because he was a friend of Luther, he was a saint? I mean, what exactly is the thinking here? So it's interesting the way that there are these categories that people think through because they're dealing with art. And yet, if we think about what art really is, it's using materials, paint and so on, to do things. And what is he doing? What is Cranach doing here? Cranach continued to paint these paintings. While he was painting portraits of Luther and painting Lutheran images, he continued to paint these paintings.